Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Assertiveness Workbook by Randy J. Paterson, PhD, is a practical, skills-focused guide for people who struggle to speak up, set boundaries, or handle conflict without feeling guilty or aggressive. Framed as a workbook, it emphasizes learning by doing. Readers are encouraged to identify their current patterns, understand what blocks them, and practice concrete communication behaviors in everyday situations. The book speaks to common real-world arenas such as workplace dynamics, family expectations, friendships, dating, and long-term partnerships. Rather than presenting assertiveness as a personality trait, it treats it as a learnable set of habits that balance self-respect with respect for others. Across its exercises and structured approach, the workbook aims to help readers move away from avoidance, passive compliance, or explosive reactions and toward clear, calm, direct communication. The overall message is that assertiveness supports healthier relationships, reduces resentment, and can improve confidence and effectiveness in both professional and personal life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining assertiveness and breaking common myths. A core topic is clarifying what assertiveness is and what it is not, because confusion here leads many people to either avoid speaking up or swing into bluntness. The workbook frames assertiveness as a middle path between passivity and aggression. You communicate your needs and limits clearly while still treating the other person as a person, not an obstacle. This distinction matters because many readers carry beliefs such as being assertive means being rude, selfish, or confrontational, or that confident people never feel anxious. By separating assertiveness from dominance, the book supports a more ethical and sustainable approach to self-expression. It also explores how upbringing, workplace culture, gender expectations, and prior conflict experiences shape your default style. Readers are guided to notice the payoffs and costs of their current approach, such as avoiding discomfort now, but building resentment later. This foundation sets the stage for skill building because you are not just learning phrases, you are changing the assumptions that drive your communication. When the definition is clear, readers can measure progress in behaviors. They can control, clarity, directness, and respectful firmness. Secondly, identifying your patterns, passivity, people-pleasing, and overcompensation. Another major topic is self-assessment, helping readers map how they typically respond when stakes rise. Many people are not consistently passive or aggressive. They shift depending on the person, setting, or fear involved. The workbook encourages readers to identify triggers, such as authority figures, romantic conflict, criticism, or requests for time and money. It also highlights common patterns like over-explaining, apologizing too much, hinting instead of asking, agreeing to unrealistic deadlines, or using humor to deflect. For others, the pattern is overcompensation. After being ignored, they deliver their message with sharpness, sarcasm, or moral superiority, which creates defensiveness and damages trust. Understanding these patterns is positioned as a practical diagnostic step, not an exercise in self-blame. Once you see your default strategies, you can choose alternative behaviors deliberately. The workbook approach typically includes tracking real interactions, noticing body language and tone, and recognizing internal barriers like fear of rejection, guilt, perfectionism, or a belief that your needs are less important. This topic connects self-awareness to action, showing that assertiveness improves fastest when you practice in specific, repeatable situations rather than aiming for a vague personality change. Thirdly, core communication skills, clear requests, boundaries, and saying no. The book emphasizes practical communication tools that make assertiveness observable and repeatable. A central skill is making clear requests instead of hoping others will guess, and doing so with specificity about what you want, when you want it, and what you can offer in return. Closely related is boundary setting, including the ability to say no without lengthy justifications that invite negotiation or pressure. Readers learn to separate politeness from compliance. You can be warm while still being firm. The workbook style supports rehearsal because, in the moment, anxiety often pushes people into rambling, silence, or sudden harshness. By planning key sentences and practicing them, readers reduce the cognitive load during real conversations. This topic also addresses how to handle pushback, such as repeated requests, guilt tactics, or passive-aggressive responses. Rather than escalating, the approach encourages calm repetition, broken record persistence, and stating consequences you can actually follow through on. These skills are presented as protective habits that reduce burnout at work and resentment in relationships. Over time, clear requests and boundaries tend to improve trust because others learn where you stand and what you are available for, which makes cooperation more realistic and less emotionally charged. Fourthly, managing conflict, criticism, and difficult conversations. Assertiveness matters most when emotions are high, so the workbook devotes attention to conflict and repair. This topic covers how to raise issues early, before frustration turns into contempt or avoidance. It also focuses on responding to criticism without collapsing into shame or launching a counterattack. Readers are guided toward listening for actionable content, asking clarifying questions, and acknowledging valid points while still defending their position when needed. Another aspect is keeping discussions on track, stating the problem, describing concrete examples, and proposing a next step, rather than arguing over character or motives. The book also addresses common traps such as mind reading, catastrophizing, and global statements that turn one issue into a referendum on the entire relationship. Because assertiveness includes respect, the approach tends to promote de-escalation strategies like lowering intensity, pausing, and choosing timing carefully. In workplace settings, this translates into handling performance feedback, negotiating workload, or addressing disrespectful behavior professionally. In personal relationships, it can mean discussing chores, money, intimacy, or family boundaries without threats or withdrawal. The overall aim is to help readers treat conflict as a solvable problem, building confidence that disagreement does not have to equal danger or rejection. Lastly, building confidence through practice, habits, and real-world plans, a workbook is only as useful as the practice it prompts. So the final topic is how the book turns insight into lasting behavior change. Assertiveness is presented as a trainable skill set that improves through repetition, graded exposure, and reflection rather than sudden transformation. Readers are encouraged to start with lower-risk situations, rehearse language, and then move toward more challenging conversations. This incremental method reduces avoidance and helps people experience success early, which builds confidence. The topic also includes planning for setbacks. You may freeze, overtalk, or get emotional, and the key is to repair and try again rather than labeling yourself a failure. The workbook orientation supports setting measurable goals, such as making one direct request per week or saying no once in a situation where you typically comply. It also highlights the importance of nonverbal cues, tone, and timing, because assertiveness is communicated as much through delivery as through words. Over time, practicing these habits can change how others respond, which further reinforces the new behavior. The broader outcome is improved self-respect and reduced stress, because you are less likely to carry unspoken resentment or accept situations that conflict with your values and limits. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who routinely hold back their opinions, say yes when they mean no, avoid conflict, or feel anxious about disappointing others. It is also helpful for people who sometimes come across as too sharp or reactive and want a steadier, more respectful way to be direct. Professionals navigating meetings, feedback, workload boundaries, or difficult coworkers can use its skill focus to communicate with clarity and credibility. In relationships, the methods can benefit anyone who wants less resentment and more honest connection, including partners trying to negotiate responsibilities, families dealing with expectations, and friends struggling with unequal effort. The life benefit is practical. When you can name what you need and act on it, you waste less energy on rumination and guilt, and you are more likely to build relationships based on mutual understanding. What makes this workbook worth buying compared to more inspirational assertiveness titles is its applied step-by-step emphasis. Instead of relying on motivation alone, it encourages self-assessment, specific behavior practice, and real-world planning, which helps readers turn good intentions into repeatable communication habits. If you want a grounded, skill-based path to standing up for yourself without losing empathy, this book offers a structured route. If you would like to support Randy J. Paterson, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.